那雅思口语新周刊每月都去考一场。大家好，我是每个月会去参加一场考试 Jason。 今天和大家分享讨论一下 Part 2 当中的高频话题，叫做社交媒体上你看到过的有趣的事相关。原题这样说的，叫做 Describe a time you saw something interesting on social media。 那社交媒体上面你看到过有趣的事，开门见山三行四录。首先交代事情本身是相亲局。那 Jason 之前看到过一个视频，是讲相亲的事儿，在一个小的咖啡店里面，两对相亲找错人了，把基本信息带入，其次强调细节。这个细节是这样的，这个男生嘛挺帅的，女生也挺漂亮的，那能看出来他们俩互相挺有这个意思的，聊了很久，从开始的陌生到后来聊得相谈甚欢，最后发现找错人了，很尴尬收场。那可能又换了一桌，他们各自找到了 right person。 那把这样的一些细节带入。第三结尾呢，强调我对这样快乐的事儿的一个看法。那其实我看到这个视频之后呢，我马上把它分享给我更多的朋友了。那我觉得快乐嘛就要共享，我是这样的一个态度。这样来看，三者贯穿回答符合逻辑。首先交代这个搞笑的事本身是一个 video， 讲的是相亲相错人了。其次交代这个细节怎么相错人的，男女长得帅不帅什么的，漂不漂亮什么的。第三结尾强调我对这样好玩事的一个态度，立马转发给我更多的朋友，分享快乐嘛。这样来看，三者贯穿回答符合逻辑，结尾还有引导。话不多讲，五秒钟看一下今天内容该如何过渡出来。
Well, actually, a couple of weeks ago, I got a funny video on the internet. A friend of mine recommended it to me. In the video, you find that a boy and a girl went on a blind date in a small coffee shop. They were like the age of 30, around the age of 30, 28, 29 maybe. And it was a windy afternoon when they were on the date. I could find that both of them were quite nervous, seriously. You know, since they just sat there and kept silent for a while.It was like an embarrassing moment and a bit weird. I think that the girl was in love with another boy, since he looked really handsome in my mind, seriously. Of course, in the meantime, I think that guy must have the sense of humor, you know, because after a few minutes, they were not stunned and started to talk. And the most funny part was like that, you know, they realized they got the wrong person. Actually, another blind date was going on at the same time in the coffee shop. They found the wrong partner,LOL, then they just make the change and went to find the right one. I'll say it was funny and embarrassing a little bit. Above all, I shared this video on the internet and recommended it to each of my close friends. Seriously, I love such kinds of funny things in life, and apparently I like to share happiness with other people as well. So that's it.
那在结尾呢，这次做了个人的一个引导，强调出来我是一个喜欢分享快乐的人，看到好玩的视频好玩的事儿都会给我的身边朋友分享，我的朋友们也会这样做，强调出来我对于这种开心的事啊乐于分享的一个态度。考官接下来就会问了，你经常这样做吗？你觉得分享快乐会很开心吗？形成更多的话题，向着你个人引导比较好说。好，说几个小的细节。第一个强调相亲局。什么叫相亲局啊？你没有见过他对吧？闭着眼睛去约会， Go on a blind date。 第二个，保持安静， Keep silent。第三个，尴尬且奇怪，就是有点尬聊，对吧？ Embarrassing and weird。 最后，幽默感， The sense of humor。 这样来看，把一些小的细节带进来，让文章更加具有说服力。好，那今天这期节目呢，就录制到这里。如果大家有更多的问题，还是可以 follow WeChat B17693917 B17693917。 希望今天这样期节目可以带给你们帮助，谢谢。